You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. And now let's talk a little bit about management. You know, bosses. The bad kind. We've all had them. And Marketplace's Sabree Benishore reports that we're not imagining it. There are a lot of jerks out there.
I want you to think about all of the bosses you've ever had. Would you say that any of them were utter, total...
I might if I used that sort of language.
I'm pretty sure just about everybody has had, at some point, a complete jerk for a boss.
She would definitely get upset and yell and scream.
Texted people 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning.
And put me and my colleagues down.
And if you didn't respond within half an hour, you would be given a warning.
I mean, yes, I don't consider him a good person.
Most of these people didn't want to be identified because their bosses are jerks, among other reasons. Now, this jerk boss problem is not some kind of accident. At least a lot of researchers don't think so. It may not come as a total surprise, but there's a lot of research that suggests being a jerk can actually help you become a boss. Not a good boss, but a boss.
If you look at these traits, such as being Machiavellian, narcissistic, you will find that most of these traits tend to have short-term advantages.
Dr. Tomas Chamorro-Primusic is CEO of Hogan Assessments. It's a consulting firm that helps companies develop talent.
Some of these attributes help people get to position of power and navigate their careers upwards, but at the same time, they don't really contribute to leadership effectiveness or management effectiveness, which is why you find so many bosses that are assholes.
It's not that hard to understand how this works. Take narcissists, people who are super egocentric and usually insecure at the same time.
Let's just take a door-to-door salesperson.
Murray Barrick is head of the Center for Human Resource Management at Texas A&M.
You know, door-to-door salespeople get rejected all the time, but a narcissistic door-to-door salesperson actually can handle that rejection much better because a narcissistic salesperson would say, you're not rejecting me because of me. You're rejecting me because you're dumb or something.
Same thing for entrepreneurs and corporate leaders. Being narcissistic, or in some cases a sociopath, can be helpful in interviews too.
When you first meet a narcissist, they tend to make a positive impression on you.
Emily Grijalva is assistant professor at the University at Buffalo School of Management. She did a meta-analysis of 18 studies with 30,000 test subjects and found narcissism increases your chances of becoming a leader.
So if you were to meet someone narcissistic at a party, you'd probably think they were really entertaining and attractive.
She says narcissists tend to be better dressed, have better posture, and be charming. Some sociopaths can do this too.
They're going to portray themselves as being a leader.
These people believe that they're good.
Jeannie Brantover is a managing partner at Boyden Global Executive Search. She described her former boss earlier. She says confidence does not equal competence.
These people aren't, they're not really imposters, you know. When I interview people, they really believe in themselves, you know, whether someone is, you know, an egomaniac, just not a good person. You know, they truly have bought into whoever they are.
Now, here's where it's not totally the narcissist or the sociopath or the jerk's fault. Part of the problem, many researchers argue, is that we think wrongly that jerks make good leaders. So even if we have an inkling that someone is a boorish, maniacal brute, we're somehow drawn in.
Showing that kind of asshole behavior matches up to this bad idea that is embraced in the business world that the most effective leader is the hard-nosed driver.
Fred Keel is the author of The Return on Character and founder of KRW International. They help develop leadership inside companies.
So they're a little rough on people. At least they're taking action.
Tomas Chamorro-Primusic says that because of this jerk effect, bosses are actually more likely to fail.
There's a lot of data on this. In general, bosses perform pretty poorly. If you look at large corporations in the past 5 years, on average, they have all fired around 15 to 20% of senior leaders, so C-suites, you know, CEO, COO, and so forth.
The sad thing about jerk bosses, and this is actually one of the things that can do them in the end, is that they don't really take cues or criticism. In fact, if you are a jerk, narcissistic boss listening to this story, you're probably going to think it's about your boss. When actually, it's about you. In New York, I'm Sabree Benishore for Marketplace. And this is not about Marketplace or anywhere else I have ever worked.
Now, Sabree actually made some charts all by himself about narcissistic bosses. You can find those at marketplace.org. I really think he's trying to tell us something.